Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Dermot and Dave.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
On Today FM.
And we look after all aspects of your well-being. Today it's financial well-being, and Christmas might be very different this year. Chances are most of us will be spending a load of money and putting additional stress on our future selves. Martina Hennessy from Doddle.ie has some top tips on how to have the crack this Christmas without getting into debt. How are you, Martina?
Hi, Dermot. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Just laughing there, you know, putting pressure on our future selves. Most of the time, we don't give a damn about our future selves a lot of the time.
Totally. I think this year, it's been such a challenging year, and challenging being the ninth word, that we're probably all going to throw caution to the wind and worry about it later, take that approach. So yeah, so it's one of those things where, especially at Christmas time, you know, everybody tends to want to give and gift. And really what we were hoping to look at today was how not to put yourself in a difficult position starting off 2021 with financial burden.
Yeah, because, you know, I suppose the main trap that people fall into around Christmas for whatever reason is overspending. And I suppose that definitely is putting pressure on our future selves. But, you know, people are thinking that, you know, our loved ones have had a tough year for different kinds of reasons, and maybe they deserve a bit of a splurge. How do we do that without getting ourselves into debt then? What are your tips?
Yeah, I think that the first one is always just to make a list and to work out what your available spend is. So the accountant in me loves no budget, okay? But we call it a list. It sounds much nicer. Like Santa has a list. Like lists are good. So I suppose it's about, you know, writing out exactly what you need to buy, apart from your normal spend. You know, what do you need to buy in terms of setting out a budget and splitting between gifts, food, entertainment, as much as we'll be able to do that now, and really allocating your available funds within the categories. And I think the big thing is to update that list so that as you spend, you're keeping track of what you're spending and how much you're spending. And that would help avoid impulse spending. You know, again, as you say, we all want a gift. It's been a tough year. And, you know, we feel we all deserve something more, or all our, you know, family, friends deserve so much more. But just trying to track that so that, you know, you don't start 2021 with that financial burden by way of borrowing on credit cards or loans.
Your line is breaking up a little bit. Let's just keep it. We'll try it for another little while. If not, we'll switch on to the phones. But talking to friends and family about plans for gifting, so getting everybody involved, what kind of things can we do?
Yeah, I think, you know, all families have different financial circumstances, but no one's blind to anybody else's financial position. And often those who have, maybe whose income are a little bit tighter, are those who feel awkward about cutting out, you know, individual gifts or suggesting that, you know, we only buy one gift, you know, by way of Secret Santa or Chris Kindle. But, you know, most families do like to set spending limits. And this year in particular, it's a good idea to set spending limits for family and friends and just to see how much you can spend on each other and stick to that. I think the big thing about this year as well is, you know, looking at the things that we missed. So this year we missed get-togethers, we missed meeting our family and friends, we missed experiences and concerts and festivals. So it's not all about, I suppose, buying, you know, material gifts as such. It's about that kind of spending time together and looking at how we can spend, like, for example, Kindle or Secret Santa, focusing on quality and not quantity.
Yeah, listen, we're just going to get you on the phone if you can just bear with us there for a few minutes. But I really do like that, the idea of making arrangements with family members, because I think, you know, I'm the youngest of six, so there's always been lots of nieces and nephews in my family, and I certainly know from experience, you know, if you've lots of grandkids, lots of nieces and nephews, sometimes that can get very expensive, because obviously people go, Christmas is about the children, so you tend to spend a bit more. But sometimes an arrangement about the kids in the family, maybe there could be Chris Kindle for the kids. Maybe you could set a price limit on kids' presents, or maybe you offer an experience for your nieces or nephews. So you go, look, I'm not going to give you a present, but I'd love to take you to such and such later in the year, or do an experience with them at some point later in the year that maybe doesn't have to cost a load of money. I think we have you back there now, Martina.
Brilliant. Yes, dermis. And that's it. And I think, you know, the big thing as well is, you know, it's a really important time to support restaurants and hotels. And, you know, if we give the gift of, say, a voucher for an experience or, you know, concerts or, you know, gigs or whatever it is later in the year, like vouchers all have a 5-year limit by law. So I know we might say, gosh, or when do we get it to spend that? Or when do we get to get together, you know, to go on that family trip together? But it's you know, there's plenty of time with the new laws around vouchers since 2019. There's plenty of time to spend it. And it's something to look forward to. I think next year we're all going to be looking for, you know, 2021 being a year to make up for what we missed this year. So certainly I think that the experience will be a big one this year. And families getting together and saying, okay, well, how about not buying for each other this year? Or how about just buying, you know, a Super Santa? And then just, you know, looking forward to something, organising a weekend away for later in the year. A good idea.
Yeah, or how about offering to mind my children for a weekend at some point in 2021?
Oh, I think that would be the best gift. And if you want to mind mine, they're also welcome. Absolutely. The gift of time, the gift of time.
Exactly. What about credit cards, Martina? Because that's the one that often gets people into trouble.
Yeah, so absolutely. The temptation is there. If you have a credit card, the temptation is to spend on it. It's the easy, you know, close your eyes and tap the card type purchase. But, you know, credit cards are one of the most expensive, you know, forms of credit. So it's just to be aware that if you're spending on a credit card, the interest rates can range from 14% to 23%. So look at your spend on credit cards. Don't just pay your minimum balance. You know, look at options to transfer. If you do end up spending on a credit card, to transfer it to some of the 0% interest cards, maybe a 0% for a specified amount of time, and try and clear down that credit card. So the aim is not to spend on credit cards, but, you know, people are suffering financial difficulty this year. And if they do, there can be a temptation to spend on cards, and especially obviously at this time of year. But it's just having a plan in place and making sure you have a plan as to how you're going to repay that that facility. And you know, in some cases, looking at a loan facility, and in terms of there's so many people that borrow by way of credit union loans, especially at Christmas, they have Christmas credit union loans. Just having a plan as to how you're going to pay that back. Don't get caught up in having, you know, debt that you're accumulating and not have a line of sight as to how that's going to be repaid. Because that's really where you find financial difficulties arising.
Are you a believer in saving for Christmas earlier in the year?
I know, and that's again a bad thought of mine, but no, yeah, I suppose, you know, the thing about it is that's the ideal thing to do. You know, even a small weekly or monthly amount spread over the year can really impact on you know, your budget for December, and making sure you have funds allocated and set aside for that extra spend, because obviously it's the biggest month of the year in terms of spending. Retail Ireland would call out that you know, people spend €940 more in December than they do at any other time of year, and a lot of people start shopping earlier. So, you know, only 25% of people wait till December to start shopping. Most people are shopping from September onwards just to spread out that cost. So I suppose if you're not good at starting to save from January, do look to start shopping and spread the cost over the last quarter of the year for sure, so that you don't end up with that big glut in December and not have a means to kind of finance it. And obviously the big thing being Shop Irish this year.
Yeah. So if we've made a hames of 2020's Christmas, at least if we start thinking about Christmas 21 in January, we might be in a better position.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. Plan forward, always the finances. So we've got planning.
I just wish we had, like, every home should have a Martina Hennessy from Doddle.ie. You just sound like you get such enjoyment out of being really organised with cash. The rest of us are like...
Yeah, I'm cobbler's shoes sometimes, I'm afraid, Dermot. Yeah, no, I do try. I practice what I preach. I do very well, but certainly there's so much that people can save and so many ways that people can budget without it being a total drudge or a pain, or, you know what I mean? It's not complex, but knowing what you have, what you can spend, and how you can save, and that's the big thing.
Lovely. Martina Hennessy from Doddle.ie, thanks for doing Mind Yourself Now with us this week.
Thanks, Dermot.
See you. Bye. If you've got any tips that you like to use around Christmas to save money, or maybe ideas for presents, ways to deal with lots of present demands, if you have lots of nieces and nephews or grandkids or anything like that, you can let us know. 087-4100-102.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.